Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was that? This past weekend?
I'm not entirely sure.
Oh my goodness. It is oddly timed. Brian Wilson passed away yesterday. 82 years old, I think it was.
That's the Beach Boys,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Do you like Jolly's rendition of the Beach Boys?
I like Jolly, but not that. Okay. Not that singer. Yeah.
Not, I mean, not everyone could sing, you know, on air.
I
mean,
like not, how I put it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand.
I'd say once, twice a day you sing when Robert returns.
I mean, because I just sing if I feel it. Yeah. I go ahead and belt out a couple bars. I got bars.
You got some bars here? All right. 215-592-9494. We have your phone calls coming up here on Jalen Hurts. And is it fair to bring up his supporting cast when we do all these rankings? I think it's totally fair. Hugh thinks it's unfair. Where do you come down on the fairness? Before we get back to the phone calls, though. Hugh, I'm going to have you guess something. I'm going to guess you haven't seen this list, right? There's a list out, NFL.com. And they are ranking, projecting the 10 best offenses in the NFL for 2025. First, have you seen the list?
I have not.
Okay. What is your guess on where the Eagles come in? So it's projecting this coming season where they'll rank in the NFL.
I'm not going to be that guy and be a little homer. So I would probably say the top five.
So I would have thought that too. You're wrong. They are ranked 7th on this list of projecting the top offenses in the NFL. Yes.
Interesting.
So here's my question. When you hear that, why? Like, what would hold them back from being a top five offense?
Let me tell you why.
Well, I want you to tell me why.
The same reason why we're sitting up here with all this angst about Jalen Hurts.
The passing game. Exactly. They're going to have
we
a great
We can just
line.
Say it.
They're going to have a great
We
line.
Can say it.
They're going to have a great
It's
back.
Not the supporting cast, is it?
First off, I did say it. I'm not running away from it.
He did. He said it.
Kyle,
we trapped
Kyle.
Him, but he
no,
said it.
That was Kyle's aha moment.
We pinned him.
I get it. I get it. Because that's just like Chris Sims said. I hate that we keep saying his damn name.
You don't have to.
Okay. But just like that dude said, it's the quarterback play. I can't sit here and act like that wasn't an issue last year because it was. He won the Super Bowl. I give him props for that. And I put him in as the second best quarterback in the league for what he did in the last game of the season. But he also was the same guy that when we came out and we tried to throw the ball at the beginning of the season.
Didn't look right.
He struggled.
Yes.
So just like Brian Dawkins said, like this is not zero sum. You come into the NFL. And especially at the quarterback position, if you want to be good and you want to be relevant and you want to, you know, evolve, you can't be the same guy that you were the year before. And they tried to do that for Jalen at the beginning of last year. He wasn't there for whatever reason. He didn't see it. Like, Jalen has flaws. No question about that. I'm not about to sit up here and say that he doesn't. And does he need to play better during the course of the season in order to run this gauntlet that he's in now? Yes, he does. I believe he can do it, though, because I saw it. See, this is the thing. It's just like when you talk to your kids and say they learn how to spell a word, and then the next day they forget how to spell the word, right? And you say, hey, listen, I know you know how to spell it because I heard you spell it. Mm-hmm. I saw you do it. You just have to keep doing it and keep being consistent.
That's the word, consistency.
Yes. If Jalen comes in this year and he's, I'm not going to even put a number on it, say a consistent passer, if he's efficient, and if his numbers, I'm not going to put a number, but if he's an efficient passer.
But if he's efficient with the players he has, the numbers will
the
be
numbers
there.
Will be, yeah, exactly.
Of course.
And this is not a conversation. The reason why this is a conversation, because number one, you have some pundits out there that want to be right about their position, and I think that's the biggest thing. Because when you look at Jalen during the regular season, there's an argument for him being in the top 10 or the 10th best quarterback. There's a legit argument for that.
Regular season,
no
yes.
No question.
Yep.
But he needs to be better. Hell, Hall of Fame player said, Brian Dawkins said it. He said, you need to be more consistent. That's Jalen's biggest problem right now. He's sporadic.
Yeah, I think sometimes people feel or they hear, like if you have a criticism, you think he can't do it. Anyone with eyes has seen Jalen Hurts play at a really high level in times. Like, and this was even before the title game in Super Bowl. He did it against the Steelers. He did it against the Bengals. That's just last year. Again, the 2023 Bills game here when he outdueled Allen in overtime. It was a great game. 2022, he did it more. Like, Jalen Hurts has shown many times in his NFL career he could play at an MVP kind of level. He could play at a very – he just doesn't do it as often as the other guys, and that's why – I think it's fair to put him there. I also think he's helped by the cast he has. So he can have a game or two or three where it's like, he's kind of blah, but they win by 10 because of the players he has with them. All right, let's go to DeMond and Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Moment too big.
DeMond, going once,
moment
going
too big.
Twice. All right, put him back on hold. Oh, there he was, DeMond. What's up?
I'm here.
We got you, buddy.
What you doing,
at
man?
At the buzzer,
I had
DeMond.
I'm on mute, man. Listen, I'm at work. Buzzers, y'all know I work, man.
we're at work, too. We don't put you
bad,
on mute.
My bad, dog.
Hey, listen. I got to be easy, man. I'm an electrician, man. I got to go outside.
My bad, dog.
I got you. All right, you're busy.
All right, so look, I'm outside now. So listen, I got my list. You know I'm on y'all, right? You know I'm on you, Hugh, but no, I ain't on you. I'm on Joe and Kyle.
Okay. I love when you bring your list. All right, what do you got for us?
That's what I got. First of all, I want to say that y'all said something about surrounding team, right?
Yes.
Or surrounding cast.
Yep.
From what I've always known when I watch football, right? And I'm 50 years old. So I always watch football. There has to be a good surrounding cast around anybody in order to win. Football is the ultimate team sport. Do you not agree with that?
I totally agree. We are all in agreement.
Okay. So I was trying to understand why they always talking about surround. So we can no longer talk about the surrounding cast because at certain times, if we go down the list, some of the best quarterbacks, I was in the few for y'all real quick. You got Joe Montana. I think he's very high. He had Taylor and Rice, mm-hmm. along with Craig and Lott and a couple other guys. Peyton Manning. I think he's the truth. Harrison and my man
Reggie Wayne, Edgerrin James.
He didn't have Edgerrin when he won, though.
Harrison Wayne. You got Danny DeMarino, Clayton, and my man Duper. Like, so all these guys had different pieces at different times, man. And I really believe that Jalen, he's always getting judged wrongly, especially when, if you look at the people they judging him against, you say Josh Allen. What do Josh do well? He run and he pass.
Yep.
What do Lamar do for you? He got a running game. That's what catch your eye.
Mm-hmm.
With Patrick, what's Patrick? His trickiness,
mm-hmm.
trick plays, the ability to avoid, to keep the play alive. Well, guess what, fellas? Tell me Jayden don't do that. Tell me he don't do it. He does that all the time. And the best part about this here, and I'm going to let you go ahead to tell me something, Joe, because I know you ain't got nothing for me. But I'm going to let you tell me something. The best part about that
I got a lot for you, DeMond. A lot.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing for me. He always wins, man. Against them dudes that you're naming, against them quarterbacks and everything like that, when he played them, his team came on top. Granted, it's a team effort. His team came on top. He outdueled them in most parts of it. And also, when them dudes, y'all talk about he got to face the other quarterback that faced Patrick Mahomes, guess what? He faced him four times. He won. So the other dudes got to do their job. Don't keep knocking my man for somebody else not doing their job. He the best, man. For me, he's right under Patrick Mahomes only because of the chips. Only because of the chips. That's it. What y'all got for me?
Well, I got a lot for you. DeMond, we appreciate the phone call.
Yeah,
DeMond's a good caller. I like DeMond. Yeah. He brought a lot to the table. Couple things. yes, they all have talent around them. Like, no one drags a bad team to a Super Bowl. That's it's hard. Like, it's not like Allen Iverson dragging the 0-1 Sixers to the finals. That's very, very difficult to have in the NFL in a salary cap league because they all have a certain amount of talent. The closest thing I could think of was like John Elway when he was young, dragging some of those Broncos teams.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That doesn't happen, right? So yes, every team that gets to the Super Bowl has some level of talent. But the Eagles have more of it. I'm not saying Josh Allen is carrying nobody. He's like, he's got a good team. Like, they have a lot of good players they've had for years. Patrick Mahomes has Kelsey and but Jalen has more advantages. He also has Howie Roseman doing what he does with the salary cap and all these good players. I can't separate the two.
These are also separate conversations that we're having because clearly Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, everyone needs talent around them to win the Super Bowl. To win the ultimate prize, you need to have talent around you. Yes. Nobody's debating that. It's a matter of when you rank them up against other quarterbacks, as we're talking about, you know, talent, and if all things were equal, where would you stack them up? Like, then that stuff has to start mattering. Because you add context to everything in all of sports. Like, when you talk about impressive records, like, even, you know, maybe this is extreme example, but Reggie White breaking the sack record. It was impressive because of the context of it. It was in a 12-game season. Like, there is context to all of this. All of this stuff matters when it comes to when you assess players.
And you know what it is, man? And I think it's the biggest thing is because I was just sitting here thinking about this and trying to figure out why it's like that for Jalen. I think part of it is where he was drafted. And when you look at most of the other guys that were drafted ahead of him.
I think there's something to this.
Their first round draft picks.
We believed it, but before we saw it, we needed to see it to believe it.
And as pundits, as people that do what we do, I feel like a lot of times we have to feel like there's a lot more than others that feel like they have to be right about their position.
Well, let's come back to fans here. I think there are, let's just say half. Half the fan base hated the Jalen Hurts pick.
Yes.
Didn't believe he would be something. So maybe that they are slower to give credit. I think there's something to that. I actually, myself, I think I'm the other side of this, where I was pro the draft pick. I was pro him early. And I just think we've gone too far with the credit. Like, I like him.
It's evolved. It's morphed into something else.
It's all over the place.
It is.
And it depends on where you came in at the beginning. I think you're right on that.
Yeah,
I think
it is.
Where
it's,
you started.
It's because when you talk about all of these other guys that are better than Jalen, measurably they are. No question about
all
it.
All higher picks.
All of them.
Yeah.
Every last one of them we're talking about.
It's the Russell Wilson dealt with this.
Yes.
Russell produced, but he was a third round pick.
And it's those intangibles that I talk about that people can't wrap their mind around because I remember going to the combine, just to give you a quick story. I was not the biggest defensive end there. As a matter of fact, I was the shortest. And when I was standing in line with them, dude, I was like, Lord have mercy, because you're talking about Derek Alexander, Kevin Carter, Greg Ellis, and all them other
cats. More like the classic
defensive
ends.
They were like
ends,
the classic defensive end. And I saw, you know, you could read people's facial expressions when they saw me. They were looking like,
who's this shrimp?
No, and I'll never forget, man, Buddy Ryan. Buddy Ryan walked up to me And they was like, hey, man, Buddy Ryan want to meet you. And I said, oh, Buddy Ryan.
This is Cardinals Buddy Ryan?
Cardinals Buddy Ryan. So Buddy did never said a word to me. He looked at me, and he just smiled, and he tapped me on the shoulder and walked away.
Sizing you up.
He sized me up. And for a long time, when I remember going to my first training camp, the offensive lineman sizing me up. And they were laughing and giggling because they was like, dog, we drafted this dude.
This guy's tiny.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm sitting there in the defensive end room with guys like, Matt Brock, Marvin Washington, 6'4", 6'5", dudes. And I'm over here sitting at 6'1". And I remember Marvin asked me, are you sure you're 6'1"? You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those things where the measurables mean a lot to some people.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think it's part of what we see is what we believe. All right, 215-592-9494. One thing before we go back to the phones, Chuck said it last segment. And it hit me, but like I didn't get a chance to say it when he was on the air with us. Chuck said the Super Bowl has to push him up. But you have to give a lot of credit for that. We had Elliot on yesterday, and I kind of asked him how much do we – I already think it's happened. Like, if you asked me last year in the middle of the season, towards the end of the season, Joe, where do you think Jalen is? I probably would have said 10 to 12. That's what I would have said.
There would have been no pushback.
Right. So I think what I'm saying is we've already corrected it. I think the Super Bowl, the way he played in the biggest games, his performance in the title game, his performance in the Super Bowl, I think pushes him up to the 5-6 range. I think the correction has already happened. Like, we can't double correct. We can't double correct and now bring them up to one. That's too many corrections.
See, Joe, this is the problem.
This already.
Joe, well, see, this is the problem. And I've been telling y'all this for weeks, especially since, you know, we do the you people thing. Everybody don't listen to what's being said.
Well, you know what? They have to start.
They don't, because we are so, like, this is what I feel the problem is a lot of times, especially when we talk sports. We are so entrenched in our position that you hear certain dog whistle words and you don't hear the whole conversation. So, because you hear the dog whistle and instead of listening to what's being said, you automatically take it and run.
You know, it's like we had someone make an analogy, like a student, right, earlier test.
Yeah.
It's almost imagine like you have a B or B minus student. And then you say, well, if you do this extra credit, well, we could get you up to the B plus or maybe A minus. And they do it. And then you fix the grade. And then they come back and they say, well, I want an A plus. You didn't get an A plus. You're not an A plus quarterback. I'm sorry. Like, I just, what do you want me to say? Sean, is this one of the you people?
Yes.
You persons?
Yeah.
Are you a you person?
He's very upset with us about Jalen Hurts. And
okay.
He was yelling at us, and I said, just call the show.
Sean, what's up, buddy?
He was yelling.
What's up, Joe? What's up, Kyle? What's up, Hugh?
Sean,
what's up, man?
We appreciate you being a you person.
Man, you guys get under my skin to no other. It is unreal.
What did we do now?
Disrespect. What didn't you do is the question. What didn't you do is the question.
Trying to be fair and balanced.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
All right, so what do you got? What do you got?
How are you going to take Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar over my man Jalen when neither of them quarterbacks have made it past the AFC Championship? Well, besides Joe Burrow, he made it to the Super Bowl and lost. But his playoff performances are way better in every stat. Maybe besides passing yards. Maybe.
not entirely true.
Well, so, but,
it's very true.
But it's not. Allen's better.
Sorry, so we could parse the three, right? The names you mentioned. I agree with you, Lamar has been a choker. I mean, I feel it, and he's got to change it, otherwise it's going to be his story. I don't think Allen has been, Sean. I just think he's come up on the wrong end of very close games against Mahomes. I mean, his numbers are better than Jalen's in playoff games. He takes less sacks.
Why,
he throws less interceptions.
Are they better?
Are they? I don't know.
Are we talking drastically, or are we talking like 60 yards?
Well, even if it's marginal, he has less around him. So it becomes more impressive just inherently.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but you're faulting Jalen for having more talent because, like, I don't get why you're doing that. Why? Hmm. Why is Jalen at fault for having more talent?
He's not at fault.
It just feels like it's a tie.
It's
not a fault. It's a tiebreaker, Sean. That's the way I view it. It's a tiebreaker. Like, they're all good. They're all productive. So, they're all win a lot. Like none of these guys are losers, right? None of them go 7-10 every year, right? They're all winning. They're all in the playoffs. They're all getting close to the Super Bowl, if not in it, right? All of them. So that's the tiebreaker for me. And Sean, I'm going to make it as simple as I possibly can in this. Like, how do I do this? I just feel week to week they play better more often than he does.
Do you watch them week to week?
I watch them a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's football.
No,
we have red zone.
Kind of mandatory around these parts.
I mean, all right, fair enough. But, all right, besides Mahomes in the playoffs, what quarterback would you rather have other than Jalen?
Well, Burrow and Allen.
But why?
Did they play
because they're better players.
What have they shown in the playoffs?
Well, I mean,
that they are better.
Burrow did walk into Arrowhead and win an AFC title game. Like, we forget that happened.
Okay, Jalen walked into Arrowhead and beat him too.
Like, no, he didn't.
Well, and that was a regular season.
In the regular season,
it was a November game, and he threw for 120 yards.
The most beat him when he mattered the most.
Well, yeah, he did, and it was a great moment.
The Eagles beat the Chiefs when it mattered the most.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, who is the driving factor in that game?
The defense.
And Jalen Hurts.
Well,
Sean. All right. How old are you? I'm just asking.
28.
All right. So you remember this?
I've seen some things.
I know you have. I was going to make it. I wasn't alluding that you were like 10, but I just wanted to know. If you remember it, 12 years ago, the Seahawks blew the doors off the Broncos. I need to bring it up. They blew the doors off the Broncos in the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson was better that day than Peyton Manning. Who was the better quarterback?
That day, Russell Wilson was.
But in general.
In totality, obviously, it's Peyton Manning.
Okay.
But that's the story.
No.
Yes.
No.
I don't know, Sean. I think Sean, you got it cornered a little bit.
Sean, you call again. It's a fun phone call. We appreciate watching and listening. However you listen or watch the show, we appreciate it.
You people are fired. Sean's like the representative of you people right now, so they're all very fired.
Well, we love you people. You people don't love Hugh some days.
Well, we're all inclusive.
Today we all get
shrapnel from you people.
Yeah, today Hugh's on the people side, it feels like.
Hugh gets the most funny. That's why they're
It
shared.
Is a question. I haven't looked at the Twitter poll, which, of course, is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I haven't looked today. Would ranking Jalen Hurts among NFL quarterbacks, is it fair to bring up his supporting cast? Yes or no? 60% say yes. 40% say no.
Oh, we still got long. We got time.
You're not making up 20%. Come on.
I probably will.
Come on. The phone lines have been more split. Valerie in Middletown is up. Hey, Valerie.
Or not.
Val
going once, twice. But Damon was on it was working, so I wonder if Valerie is too. Once, twice. Huh? It happened again. Right at the buzzer. Valerie, what's up?
Hey. Oh, my gosh. So, first of all, color me shocked I got through. I got 30 things I want to say, and I'll probably only have time for 10 of them.
That's all right.
Maybe not
make
even.
Make them a good 10, then. Let's hear it.
It depends on who's on my side, right?
Yes. That's the way everything goes around here. Depends on what side you're on. Then we like what you say or not. Go ahead, Valerie.
I know it does. So, my first thing is, first of all, my favorite show.
Oh, right? We appreciate
you guys
that.
Are my favorite show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening.
I do have to say, Gilio, I was not a fan. And then I got to be a fan, and what took you over the top is pairing with Hugh. I got to be honest.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you sticking around and enjoying what Hugh and I do. Thank you.
I did, because, you know, you can. I realize you're kind of devil's advocate. So I just want to address the Jalen, is it fair to, with his supporting cast, my black and white answer when Kyle answered my call was, no, it's not fair. But the truth is, I don't think it's not fair. What I think is not fair is that we use it to diminish his contribution. And that's how it feels to me. And I know there's been a whole lot of callers talking about the racial aspect, because the truth is, you know, as African-Americans, sometimes we just hear that first, right? We hear that first. So I don't think we should continue to do that. But at the same time, I think on your side, you got to understand where we're coming from.
Oh,
Val, he does.
And I never going to tell someone how to feel.
And I think you do.
Yeah.
No, I think you do. And I'm just saying that for the benefit of people listening.
Sure.
It's not about you, but I'm just saying it for the benefit of people listening. I mean, because when we talk about, you know, supporting cast, I mean, I go back to listening to Dick Vermeil, and I'm older than I want to admit to, but listening to Dick Vermeil, who's like, yeah, I needed a supporting cast. I needed people who were better at certain aspects of the game or coaching the game than I was. That's no different for a quarterback. But we do know that we've come into a season where the quarterback is the driving force. So we build a team around the quarterback. And now when it looks like when it comes to Jalen, we're now penalizing him for the fact that that's where the league is going. We build a team around the quarterback. So all these quarterbacks we're putting ahead of him, no, I don't think he's number one, but he damn sure ain't 11.
Well, I agree with Valerie. I agree with that. Right there is a middle ground. And Valerie, we appreciate your phone call. And appreciate you being a fan of the show.
No, it's funny because every morning when we do our show topics, I always ask Kyle and Joe, like, y'all really sure? Y'all want to talk about this? Because you know that some people aren't going to have the bandwidth to have this conversation. Sure. And it's just funny because she's right. It's one of those things where nobody wants to hear everything that's being discussed. You just want to hear the piece that you feel is disrespectful.
Yeah, it's funny. Ready or not, here we go with a quarterback conversation is being a WIP and the Eagles, right? Now,
yes.
Here's the part we all should be happy about. We're debating how good he is.
Yes.
5 years ago,
how bad he was.
We were debating how bad he was, and that was the last quarterback, and whether or not this could be fixed. Like, this is, as much as maybe you get, like, your blood boils a little bit when you don't love what you hear, or you think, not being fair enough, we're all in a good place, guys. We got a Super Bowl winning quarterback. We have a championship here, and they're the favorite to win it again. Like, this is a good thing. I'll take maybe I'm too low on the top 5-6-ish quarterback rather than, oh my God, he said Carson Wentz sucks. Let's all throw things at him. Like, this is way more fun than that. 215-592-9494. More phone calls coming up. I see the bat signal went up. OG Wade is ready to talk. We'll discuss it with him. All right. Hugh and many others don't think bringing up the supporting cast is fair when ranking the quarterbacks. I do. Where do you come down? Plus, Brandon Graham. BG spoke about the messy divorce between the Eagles and CJGJ. What did he have to say about that? We'll get to all your phone calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.